This right now at PMP Network is Marie Taylor. She's the co-founder of City Cosmetics. And ladies, if you want to look a little younger, look a little better, look nicer, feel good about yourself, well, you got to do that on your own. But cosmetics help, right? And I got to tell you that we got some really good feedback on the City Lip stuff we got. So let me talk to Marie. Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, people have to kind of get their own self-esteem based on things other than cosmetics, but cosmetics certainly can help someone feel a little bit better.
Right. I agree.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this whole industry.
Well, I've been in the cosmetic industry for quite a while, and I just love it. It's really great to, you know, to be able to make people feel better and look better, and it does build confidence. I agree with that.
I haven't seen any pictures of you, but I assume you must be incredibly gorgeous.
Oh, I don't know about gorgeous. I don't know. It's a good industry to be in if you look okay. So
you look okay then?
I think so, yeah.
I'll bet you're better than okay.
Well, I hope so.
Because you're using City products, so you must look pretty good.
Yeah, I do look 10 years younger.
There you go. So I look 10 years younger too, but I don't use anything at all.
No?
No. I never used anything on my face at all, but someone told me I really should start doing that. You never know.
Well, you know, it's always good to start. Stop the collagen breakdown.
Yeah, I think that one thing that does kind of act as a catalyst for breakdown of skin is smoking.
Yes, definitely.
I've never smoked, so that's one thing I've avoided. But I understand that people who do smoke, actually, their skin ages. Is this the stuff that you sell, does it actually help combat that kind of stuff?
You know, all of our products use antioxidants. Any kind of environmental pollutant, smoke, sun, it causes free radical damage. And our products actually do stop, you know, the breakdown of cells. So it definitely would help.
You know, it's interesting if you look in Hollywood, and that's where everything starts. Collagen injections are big. I mean, a lot of the women do it, and I guess you were trying to look for something that was an alternative to that, pain-free and not involving injections. How'd you come up with the whole system?
Well, you know, I've always had small lips and really really wanted larger fuller lips. I was a makeup artist, and I just working on women all day long, you really notice how it changes, a woman's face. It makes you look younger and sexier. So I started, brainstorming. We got together with chemists and came up with this incredible product. And my lips have actually doubled in size. And I when I first started, people actually accused me of having injections.
Huh.
And the funny thing is, I'm petrified of needles. So that was a good motivator for me, to start a treatment that everyone could use. You know, the people that are afraid of needles, that can't afford it. You know, you can be allergic to the injections. This is safe and pain free.
What kind of research and stuff went into this?
It took us about 2 years. Actually, we've spent millions of dollars for research and development. We really. All of our treatments, we want to make sure they live up to their promises. So we really test and search for the best, highest quality, rarest ingredients that other people aren't using. So we definitely want to make sure they deliver on their promises.
Well, I know that you worked for like Clinique, Lancome, and some of the other companies that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you saw a real niche that wasn't being filled. And it's a bold move to start a company and to do all the things to spend millions of dollars. How did you end up getting investors? How did you end up getting the whole thing set up?
You know, there's quite a few investors, and we did everything we could to get this funded. We truly believed in it. Basically, you just do what you have to do. You save and you don't go out to dinner and you drive a crummy car and you work very hard and it all pays off, hopefully.
See, you get bigger lips and a smaller car initially.
Yeah.
Now, your products were actually in some gift bags. Tell me about that and how that happened.
We've been in quite a few gift bags. I don't know if you're talking about the Terry Hatcher birthday party, or we've done Gracie Mae. We've done quite
a few. Didn't you do some of the awards things as well?
Yeah, we just actually did the Grammys. We've done the Golden Globes and the Emmys. So it's been very exciting. We've had great feedback from the celebs, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, we heard about you, I think, through the Grammy Awards and through a couple of the people we talked to from there. And, you know, it's once you get your stuff in the hands of quote-unquote celebs and they start using it, it's amazing what can happen.
Yeah.
Now, have you?
Great to have that. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's always great when you've got Terry Hatcher's assistant calling you and saying, "Hey, you know, she loves your stuff. Can you do her birthday party?"
Hmm.
You know, there's nothing better than that.
And, especially when she's in a top show right now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time where Terry Hatcher was between jobs and probably wouldn't have had that kind of pull. But Desperate Housewives is one of the top shows on TV now, so certainly that helps. She's also a pretty woman as well.
Beautiful woman.
But now, have you got feedback from any of the folks who got it at the Grammys and the Globes and stuff? Have you heard from some of the stars that really love the stuff?
You know, I've only actually I'm not the front line of the marketing and the feedback, but we have had a few phone calls from, you know, and it's funny because they were mostly men.
Really?
And they're calling us and saying, you know, we love this stuff. You know, we're kind of iffy on using it. We've had one in particular. I don't know if I can say who it is, but
of course you can.
They just called and they were like, "We love it. The scrub is incredible." So
now it's interesting because I hadn't thought about using it on myself.
Really,
my wife uses it now and loved it. And actually, my 11-year-old daughter loved the lip stuff.
Yes,
she loves it. She had it up this morning. It's her birthday today. She turned 11. And she wore it to school today. She just loved
good.
It. Yeah. So she's going to be spreading the word around the school now. You'll be getting elementary school kids getting the city lips.
You know, it's funny because here in my area, we have, from what I've heard, in the high schools, it's really popular in the high schools. So
I can see it. You know, what will happen is eventually you will connect with some, you know, one of these tweeny celebrities, and that'll spread like wildfire through that whole age group.
Yeah.
But I was kind of surprised that my daughter actually wanted to try it. And I said, fine, you know. Asked my wife. She said, go ahead, let her try it. And she loves it. She said to me, "Daddy, it's my best lip stuff I have now."
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's not sticky. It's not goopy. Your hair doesn't stick in it. You know, it's just real moisturizing. And it's safe to use. So that's great to hear.
Now, tell us, for all the folks out there who want to try this, where can they find it?
We are sold in Sephora worldwide, or you can visit citycosmetics.com. We do have quite a few smaller outlets where you can get them. All of the stores are listed on the citylips.com, so that's probably the best way to...
Citylips.com or citycosmetics.com?
Oh, I'm sorry, either one.
Oh,
they
both
go to the same.
Okay. So we are actually going to do a great giveaway here at PNP Network. We're actually going to have, we were going to do a little trivia contest, and I said, you know something, this stuff's too nice for a trivia contest. So we're actually going to have listeners around the country send in the reason why they want to look better.
Mm.
And we're going to pick the winners out of that and then send them around the country to the people who win.
That sounds great.
So I think that would be a better way, because this is good stuff. I mean, my wife thought it was really nice. I guess you get the, you know, it's amazing when you use a product like that you can actually feel instantly good.
Yeah.
And actually feel instant improvement just by doing something, you know, like that.
Yep.
I find that amazing, because guys, we don't do that kind of stuff.
Well, you buy new cars and we buy new lipstick.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I'd rather buy lipstick for the price of the car, actually.
Yeah.
But lipstick isn't going to do me much good.
But, well,
I do a TV show out here, but I don't think the lipstick will really fly with my audience. You know?
Depending on the color, I don't know.
Now, what kind of background do you have? You were a cosmetics salesperson first, and counter manager, and makeup artist.
Yeah, artist. I've actually been to nursing school, so I have quite a bit of chemistry. I just love the beauty business.
You started this, I guess. Was the lips the first thing, the city lips?
Yep.
And then now it's varied now into the face stuff, right?
Yes, we had just hundreds and thousands of emails from people. They were actually using city lips on their face to plump up their wrinkles, so we knew there was a big demand for something that, you know, with the same technologies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that the target audience for this is what, women in their 50s, maybe 60s, 40s?
You know, our range is probably 35 to 65, mm-hmm. but we really, I mean, we vary from 10 years up and down from that.
Yeah. Now, I assume that by doing this, the face, the lips, what's next? I assume that you can do other things with this as well.
We definitely have some things in the works. You know, as we're going now, we're just growing so quickly. We're trying to keep up with the demand, and we do have things in the works, and hopefully by the fall we'll be launching new things.
I will tell you one thing that will sell instantly, based on just the emails I got today when I was marketing the fact you were coming on the show. We had dozens of people all over the country said the same thing. Can she invent something that truly, really removes cellulite?
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Now, I actually at one point had a guest on who invented some kind of cream that was supposed to remove cellulite. We did it on the TV show. We showed someone getting the cream on them and all that stuff. And we sold a lot of the stuff for someone. And I don't think that stuff really worked. It had a temporary effect of tightening the skin a little bit, but then, it, you know, 2 hours later, it was back to where it was before. Mm-hmm. But that stuff's now off the market that we were pummeling. So I'm thinking that, you know, that's the kind of thing that right now I think really would sell enormously if you had some stuff that was really developed. And if you have stuff that's already tightening the skin on the face,
right.
There's no reason you can't tighten it elsewhere on the body. It seems to me like it's a natural progression.
Right. Well, that's good to know, and we do have some products in the works, and one in the that addresses cellulite. So,
well, I think that'll be a huge seller if you can market it well. And the way we did it, we just had a TV show. We showed someone getting the stuff put on them. It was like a massage table type of thing we set up,
mm-hmm.
and someone had it put on them. So, it was a really easy way to sell things if you can visually show someone.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's the same thing with City Cosmetics. You know, if folks see something, someone with thinner lips, I mean, I'm sure you had pictures of yourself when your lips were thinner than they were now.
Yeah.
And say this is the result. That's the way you sell things.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. I truly agree. Nothing's truer than a picture.
That's true.
Proof is in the pudding.
So this took a long time to get City Lips out there and the collagen boosting lip plumping treatment, and then now it's the face stuff. And you're getting going to have new variations in colors and things like that as well.
Yes, we will have two new colors for spring. Hopefully, launching here soon. Some bright, fun colors for the spring and the summer.
Yeah, because I noticed that if I'm correct, all the City Lips were the same color, right?
We actually have 12 colors.
Oh, really? Okay, I don't know what colors were sent here, but I thought they were all the same color. I had no idea. I didn't look at the boxes. I thought they were the same.
Oh, you know what?
What do I know? Because I don't use it, so I don't know. I'm just going to give it away to listeners out there who are saying to themselves, "Mark, I really want this stuff."
Yeah.
And you know, you can go to citycosmetics.com and get it.
Yes, you
or
can.
You can maybe win some.
Yes, even better, huh?
Try to win first. If you don't win, then you buy it. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works. What's the cost of this kind of stuff?
The City Lips is $29 a tube. The face treatments range from $39 to $69. We want to keep the price low and affordable for everybody, but we do definitely pack all the actives in there. You know, it's quite a great buy for the price.
And there was some kind of intro package that we were sent that looked like a great deal. It was like $120 worth of stuff, and it retails for $75 in the stores.
Yes, great way to try them all.
Yeah, it sounds like that's the way you want to, you know, try a little bit of everything and see what you like.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you go online, can you also get that same package?
No, that package is actually a Sephora exclusive. So the best way to do it is Sephora or to win it. But we wanted to give your listeners something that they could try all three products.
Well, it's a good idea, because then if they like one of the products, or all three, then they will be going to citycosmetics.com and keeping you busy.
Yes.
You know, internet commerce is just amazing how quickly it's grown. But it seems to me like the best way to market this is, though, through the gift bags, and also if you can get someone on television to try to use the stuff or mention it or something.
Yeah.
Maybe Terry Hatcher can mention it on a Desperate Housewives episode.
So that would be nice.
You never know.
You never know.
That would be the beginning of the time when Marie Taylor will never talk to Mark Snyder anymore because she'll be too busy taking orders and writing down ching, 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 ching. Right? Well, Marie, it was really a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank
and
you.
Is there anything else that my listeners should know about the product or yourself?
If they have any questions, we do have customer service that's available. You can call us or email us.
What's the call? The number?
1-800-413-CITY.
I love that. It says 1-800-413-CITY.
Yes.
C-I-T-Y for all of you who are spelling challenged.
Yeah.
So that's great. And again, they can go to citycosmetics.com or citylips.com if you prefer that address. It'll take you to the same place.
Yep.
It's kind of like going to marksnyder.com or pmpnetwork.com. It takes you to the same place.
Yeah.
So, Maria, it was a pleasure talking to you, Maria, and I hope that City grows and thrives and becomes huge.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And folks out there, don't forget, send in your reasons why you would like to win. I want to know a little bit about what you need. Do you need something for your face, for your lips? Do you want to look a lot better? We will send it out to some lucky people. Just all you got to do is send an email to Mark, M-A-R-K, at pmpnetwork.com, and you are in the running. Mark at pmpnetwork.com.